T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The president of basketball ops, technically the general manager of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Gerson Rosas, was fired yesterday. The owner, who the current owner is Glenn Taylor, issued a statement. Of course, that team has been sold to a group led by Alex Rodriguez. But Rosas didn't do a bad job, was fired. Among the reasons, there's been talk of the atmosphere in the organization, and, you know, has really been bad. A lot of people didn't like working for this guy. However, one other reason that he was fired was basically after the team learned about a consensual relationship that he had with somebody in the organization. So I want to ask this question, 248-539-9797. Nothing to do with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Have you ever had a, you know, relationship with somebody you were working with? Were there ramifications? You know, maybe the ramifications are you fell in love and you got married. Maybe the ramifications were it was awkward after you broke up, but whatever. I'm just curious. 248-539-9797. The only time it really happened to me was I was working Channel 4 at WDIV, and I thought I was being very low-key and nobody really knew, but yeah. People knew. Put it that way.
That's your personality. Yeah, you're a low-key guy.
No, but
Would it have been frowned upon? Is that why you wanted to keep it low key, or you just didn't want people to know?
I just didn't want anybody to know because she was a superior, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. And we didn't make a big deal about it. We didn't, like, you know, hold hands or do anything like that at the office or anything like that. But people somehow figured it out. I don't know.
Of course they did. Rumors fly.
Yeah. And when it ended, it was, you know, she wasn't there much longer. It had nothing to do with me, but it was a little awkward to a certain extent.
Of course, it'd be a little bit.
Yeah. You, Heather?
Yes, but I was super young, and it wasn't like a real professional job. So I dated somebody when I worked at a country club, when I was doing valet. This is in college.
The groundskeeper.
Yeah, no. Same age, like nothing like that.
Kill all the gophers.
Nothing like that. But I was super young, and I don't think that really, it didn't affect the job at all. And I didn't work there long enough for it to have any implications on my career. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
Yeah.
Now, John, you were married, but your first marriage was right, your rookie year?
Yeah, I got married before the 98 season.
So young.
And so, and so I don't have any problem with it. If that's where people find love, then that's where they find love. I know that there's, you know, there's workplace environments where it's either frowned upon or, you know, can it be even dictated that you're not allowed to date coworkers?
Oh, yes. There are nepotism policies, if you want to even call it nepotism.
And it depends on what type of work you, like, let's say for the Tigers, I work for the Tigers. If I were to get into a relationship, a consensual relationship with a player, I would lose my job. Even if it was consensual and it was agreed upon. I would be out of a job. That's frowned upon. That's a no.
Heather, which Tiger would you like to
have? Wow, that's a completely different topic.
Now, John, you played with Chris Cooley, who dated a Washington football team cheerleader. Is that correct?
Yes. Let's see. I think he was – I don't know the specifics. I'm not even going to say because I don't know the specifics of it. But I don't think that she ended up – losing her cheerleading position. She may have stepped down after a couple of years, but I don't think I don't think it
was. She was kicked off the team for it.
Yeah. And I know that Marty's son, Brian Schottenheimer, met, I believe, his wife, who worked for the Redskins in that 1 year that they were there. And I believe they're still happily married. And obviously, he's been a couple of different places, but I don't necessarily think that there was anything there that was detrimental to, you know, to anybody getting together or, you know, dating each other in that environment.
We all know in the Browns, Sonny Weaver Jr. had a child with his cap specialist.
That's right. And it doesn't even have to be like a relationship. I know, we're asking. It could be, I don't know, one night.
Just
one
hooking
night
up
stand,
with someone.
Hooking
yeah.
up
a
little
or
fling.
Just, you know, friends yeah. with benefits, whatever.
And well,
it, but, it, but it's just, but it's just, to me, it's just, it was awkward.
Co-workers is a part of the benefit package?
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be really, really
awkward.
Consult
with HR on that one.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. That is the telephone number or the ticket text. The general manager, president of operations, basketball-wise, of the Minnesota Timberwolves was let go yesterday. Not all, but part of the reason it was revealed was because he had a consensual relationship with somebody in the office.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But if he was told and it's somehow written into
right.
your contract,
there
that
there are other things involved.
Yeah. I don't think it's yeah. that bad, but it definitely can create a lot of awkwardness if that relationship doesn't work out.
How much do you think it goes on without us knowing?
Ooh, I think it does. A lot.
Because, you know, Stoney tried to keep his under the radar,
uh-huh.
Which he wasn't able to do. But other people may might be a little bit better at it. I'm just curious as to how much you think it actually goes on. Because I, even when Greg asked me about Chris Cooley, I didn't even remember it until he mentioned it. Because, quite honestly, I don't really care because it doesn't affect me. And you know what? It's to each their own. So I'm just curious as to how much you guys think it actually goes on.
I think it goes on probably more than you think.
I do too.
Yeah. And it doesn't make a difference if it's a high paying, mm-hmm. high, you know, big job or even a, you know, a smaller job.
Well, what occupation do you think would it happen the most? Because I think the medical industry, doctors and nurses.
Oh, yeah. Especially like
their long hours, their different types of shifts and
yes,
stuff.
Yes. Great point. You know, the old broom closet in the hospital. I mean, you see it on all the movies and the TV shows, right? It can't be completely off base.
The old broom closet in the hospital trick.
Or even they do have like, you know, temporary sleeping quarters where doctors who work these long shifts, as Gov pointed out, they take you know, mm-hmm. 2 hour naps or whatever. I'm sure those cots are used for other things besides just sleeping.
I would think so.
At some point in time, yes. Yes, they have.
Yes, yes.
They've been
I'm not
going to
throw
things.
Doctors and nurses under the bus, though. Say,
well,
so, they're the
look,
ones.
The question was just, what occupation? There's got to be an answer.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily under the bus because these things work out.
Yeah, some of them do. Scott on the ticket text says, don't get your honey where you get your money. I was working at a big consulting firm where we travel all around the country weekly. I was 2 years out of college and given an intern from Germany. We hit it off. And let's just say the company paid for all our fancy dates and wasted a lot of money on two hotel rooms for us.
The consulting industry, for sure. I totally can see that. You're traveling all over. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the company's dime.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But he was right. He said he should have come clean and said, you know what? I want to save you money. We don't need two rooms.
Just one room.
Just one room is going to be enough for me and my intern. Intern from Germany, Helga.
Oh, boy.
That's the first German name. Is that even a German name?
I don't know. We should play the word game with Stoney. We'll just say, you know, Germany and see what the first word that pops in his mind.
Well,
is.
We should a country and then he said it's
oh my gosh.
Well, it's funny. They have on Twitter sometimes what's the first name you think of when you see this uniform? They, word association, go ahead. I don't care.
Hell God. Spain.
Mexicans.
Well done, Greg. We're not even in the same place. And he nailed it.
Spain. Arantxa Sánchez Vicario, one of the least attractive female tennis players of all time.
Oh, boy.
But she was great. Wow. She was
This is
great.
Where I was hoping he'd go.
Well, Gov asks, what profession does, you know, having trysts at work, you know, some develop into marriage happen the most? We got lots of response to this. All right. Happens in the food service industry all the time, more than any other industry. Okay?
Okay. Sure.
Mm-hmm. I work at Harbor Freight Tools shortly after high school and got into, I'm not going to use the word he used, having sex with the cashiers out of spite because the one that I wanted to have sex with wouldn't let me. I ended up quitting shortly after.
Wouldn't let you?
Yeah. That is strange verbiage, isn't it, Heather?
Yeah, I don't like that at
wouldn't
all.
Let me.
I don't like that one.
I'm just reading it, okay? I'm in real estate. The realtors get after it quite a bit. That's from Scott in a truck.
I can see that.
My friend works at Henry Ford as a radiation therapist. She is dating a doctor and to be married next month, and nobody there knows.
Wow.
Now, I assume she's marrying the doctor she's dating. It's not like...
You know. Yes, I would assume that as well. I hope so, yeah.
Assumption.
Don't get laid where you get paid. The plant's like Chrysler. Everyone has a work wife or husband. Really?
Everyone?
I've painted with that broad brush. I'm a medical professional. I had relations with most of the girls in the hospital department. That was in the 90s. Jeff from South Lyon. Oh, I'm a doctor and my wife is a nurse. Mm-hmm. Auto plants. Going to work is like going out of town. You spend more time there than you do at home.
Yeah.
Now, this one, I understand this one. Number one job where hooking up takes place is restaurants. Lots of mid-20s bartenders and servers. Absolutely.
Well, that's what I wondered if the first text you read about the food service industry, if that's kind of where he was going with that. Because I totally see that. I totally forgot about my job that I did for 7 years in the auto show industry.
Yeah.
You want to talk about that? I mean, you send a whole huge group of attractive people all over the country and you pay for their rooms, you pay for their food. Dude, that's crazy. There's crazy stuff going on there.
I was an advisor for a presidential campaign for a while. A decent-sized group of us traveled for almost a year straight together, and many hookups happened between employees. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see that. Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.